un chant de cigale. Je me sens zigane, le cœur léger.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Kim for Kiss and Tell. I'm so excited this week because I have some special guests today. I know for the last few podcasts we've done a series on MTV Guy Code, but you know, sometimes good to have other people pitch in into the show. As usual, we have Evan today on the air. Say hello, Evan.
Hey.
And I'm not going to hold it off too long, but I have a friend coming from out of town, and he decided to stop by the radio, and then I'm like, hey, why don't you talk a little bit about yourself with us? And he's like, why? I don't want to do a show. So without further ado, I'm going to give him a little introduction, but, you know, why don't you say hello, Eric?
Hello. Apparently, I'm the expert on online dating disasters, so I was called in to do this.
So exactly, I've decided to do a little show on like what happens in real life on either real online dates or even normal online normal dating stories, because it seems that every time I talk to Eric, he always have a story. You know, he's better than any of my other clients in the sense that, you know, he's always going out. You know, he lives in a closer downtown of the city he lives in. I'm not going to tell him where he lives, just to keep his quote unquote anonymity
/ player status. Yeah,
exactly, right. But he lives close to the downtown of that city, and he's close to the bars and the hotels. And Eric is a big foodie, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, what do you think is important about you actually for the audience to know before we jump into this?
As far as what, just in general, or as far
What kind of guy are you? You know, because I like people to kind of imagine like what kind of guy you are before they listen to your stories, because they already know me and Evan. So,
I don't know. I think I'm pretty laid back. I have a low tolerance for bullshit.
So, that's saying it lightly.
So you know that usually is counterproductive when trying to start a relationship, but. You know.
Now, why would that be?
But, yeah, you know, I like to do laid-back things. I'm not into so much the club scenes. I'm more into bars, you know, dive bars. I'm into live music. I do like to go out to eat all the time. And
great. Well, you know, just to give you guys a little background, Eric is actually what I call I guess a normal guy, a natural guy who has an active dating life. And this is what we're about in this show, right? We're about, you know, what do people actually do in their dating lives, and how can you be more active with it? Just to give you a little background, you know, he actually goes out a lot. Part of it is from his online dates, and maybe he'll share with us a little bit about, you know, what kind of website he uses. But a lot of time, too, he likes to do normal things. He does a lot of going out to eat and hitting on the waitresses. Let me tell you guys, if you want a guy who's good at hitting on the waitresses, that's this guy. Because every time I go, that's all he does.
Well, you have to define the definition of good, I guess.
Well, good in the sense,
consider
like...
consider success.
Good isn't shameless.
Shameless is probably the right word, you know. But the funny thing is, you know, he has just as many hits as he has as many misses, right? Well, let me ask you this, Eric. What do you think actually makes you, quote-unquote, good at this? Or what makes you different from any other guy that a girl might be able to meet?
Are we still talking about waitresses? Or
No, generally speaking, man. Generally speaking.
I don't know. I'm pretty wide range of experience and knowledge, so I think I can hold a conversation about a lot of different topics, I can talk about things in depth, rather than, you know, just saying random things or maybe or pick up lines or other things that I guess guys try.
What are you talking about? You always have pickup lines. Every time I talk to you, like, dude, you know what I said to this chick? Like, if you guys want to know something, I'll tell you.
It's not really for pickup, though. Sometimes it's more for, it's just funny to, you know, say certain things, but.
Well, what do you mean saying funny? Like, how do you decide what to say to a girl, actually?
I guess it depends on the setup, you know, the situation, the environment. I don't know. I don't know. If I'm really interested in trying to like make something work, I'm not gonna do something like, you know, campy or, you know, try to be something more genuine and, you know, in the moment.
Okay. Well, you know, the great thing about Eric here is that I've actually seen him in action. And let me tell you, this guy has absolutely no shame. He can go super bold, just like he can be super shy. More likely, he's more bold than not.
Well, especially with text messaging. But
yeah, actually, if you want to know, we've talked a lot on the show about you being showing your intent, your quote-unquote sexual intent. And Eric is, that's what he specializes in. I mean, how often do you actually dirty talk a girl, Eric? I mean, before you even go on a date with her.
You mean like on the phone or texting or
both?
It depends. I mean, I've gotten good at feeling it out. Like, you can tell some girls will be more receptive to that, and I don't know. I think there's like two types. I mean, as far as girls go, there's two different opinions. Like, some of the girls, they kind of like that build up because it actually makes it, especially, well, this is talking about, I'm talking mainly about like online dating where you never met the person face to face. Some of them like that build up and it kind of makes them feel, I think, more comfortable because you kind of, it couldn't build, you know, chemistry in that way. And then you're not as concerned when you meet the first time, like, oh, is there going to be, you know, sexual chemistry? But there's also women that don't like that because they feel like it's going to be really awkward when you first meet, because it's like, oh my god, it was so, you know, it was so intimate and personal, someone I don't even know, I haven't even seen them, you know, what if we're not attracted to each other, what if, you know, whatever. So there's like I guess you see a little bit of both of that, both of those, but still, like, I think you can tell girls, you know, there's certain clue. I don't even know if I can like say exactly what it is, but you just can tell, I think, when you talk to them if they'd be more open to that or not. And
and usually when you meet a woman online, you know, what's the typical I guess process, for like a better word, of, okay, I talked to her a few times online, then meet up with her, like, what kind of meetup do you usually do, and how do you go from date one to date two and maybe to hook up? Do you have an actual system that you use? I mean, I know you don't really think about this that hard, but have you noticed a pattern in what you do?
Yeah, I like to get it offline as soon as possible. You know, texting. Sometimes, I mean, I prefer talking on the phone usually, but texting sometimes is better because some women are a little intimidated and or they're busy during the day, you know, working. They're not independently wealthy like me, so. No, just kidding. So,
you guys can tell already, right? He's acting very humble at the beginning of this podcast, but his personality is slowly starting to show. He's full of shit.
No, yeah, like some of them, you know, I don't want to just be like calling them, and then they're like, I mean, and there's some women hate texting, but some women, you know, they don't want to be, you know, they're like, why is this guy just calling me? Like, you know, I just gave him my number and he's calling me. I'm at work. You know, is this guy like a stalker? You know, what's going on? So sometimes it's better to, like, you know, start it slow, see when she's available to talk, or, you know, and I do make, sometimes I get lazy and I do make the mistake of setting up dates on text, and, you know, it's better to do it on the phone, obviously, but I don't know. I just get lazy, you know. But
maybe you're lazy because you get girls every week coming to see you.
I don't know.
Do you?
I mean, I'm not. I've actually stopped online dating for a while, so currently I'm not. But
actually, why don't you tell us a little bit about that last week story you're telling me? Like, what happened? Like, you were hanging out at home and somebody just knocked on your door.
Oh, yeah. That's not. Yeah, that's not an online dating story. But yeah, I was kind of. What did we do? Me and my friend, we went out and. We were kind of got messed up, and we came back to my place, and it was like 3 a.m. And we were watching some stupid stuff on YouTube because it was funny, I guess, in our state of mind. And I have like I'm right at street level where I live downtown, and there's all drunk, a lot of college people and a lot of drunk people as homeless people. And I always lock my door and my gate. And, cause especially at that time, I don't want random people coming in or, but, I guess since we were so messed up, I could have sworn I locked it, but we were just hanging out on my couch and, these like two girls just walk into my place. And, at first, I don't know. Even if I was sober, I'd probably just kind of be a little shocked, but I was more shocked, I guess, because I couldn't even believe what was going on. I was so messed up. And my friend...
You know, you're not making a good impression of yourself. You said you like, you know, to be normal, but like, now you're drunk and you're messed up. I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah, it was a rare occasion, I guess. But no, so, but my friend, he
forgot to mention this was a Tuesday.
Actually, what day was it? I don't know. But no, so my friend, you know, he doesn't even hesitate. He's just like, "Oh, come on in, come on in." And they just come in, and it's like, and one of the girls needed really to use the bathroom, so she just went to use the bathroom. And this other girl, she came in, and we were just chatting, and like my friend was asking her questions. He was kind of hitting on her. He was like, "So, do you have a boyfriend?" And she was like, "No, I don't." And anyway, so she was like petting my dog. She liked my dog, and then she was like, then she kissed my dog. And you know, and I guess I had no shame at that point because I was so messed up anyway, and these girls kind of like were breaking and entering, so I guess I had a leg up.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Where's my kiss?" And she's like, "Oh." So then she kisses me on the cheek, and I was like, "No, I think you could do better than that." And the next thing we know, we start making out. And my friend is like, "What the hell is going on?" Then her friend comes out of the bathroom and she's like, "Oh my God, you're such a whore," and all this stuff. And she kind of wanted to stay. Oh, she was actually visiting from out of town. Her friend lives in town. And she kind of wanted to stay over. But of course, you know, her friend was like master of cock block. And my friend was trying to like defuse the situation, but it wasn't really... wasn't really working out. So but you know, we kept in touch. I gave her my number and she called. We talked a few times. We had phone sex and that was about it. So I wouldn't mind seeing her again, but I don't know if, you know, when that'll happen.
Are you actually looking for a girlfriend now, or are you just enjoying your hookups?
No, I mean, I'd like to find a girlfriend. I'm kind of getting old. I have a birthday coming up.
Now, I don't know if you guys can tell, but you know, he's telling this story in a very casual way, and right in the middle, he's like, "Oh, and then we had phone sex, and then I'd like to see her again at some point." You got to wonder, you know, like, what the hell does this guy say to these girls? You know, he's like, "Oh, she came into my house, you know, we made out. Yeah, I just gave the one line, and then we made out."
The phone sex thing is like, not for me, it's not that big. I don't know. I've adapted to being really good at leading to that, but the no, I was even surprised about the making. I don't know. I just gave it a shot. I wouldn't like. I mean, I was expecting probably she'd be like, "Oh no, blah blah blah," whatever. But you know, I said, "What the hell? Might as well." And I don't know. She was into it, and then she was like, when I talked to her, it was interesting because she was like, "Oh, we had such a connection. Maybe it was like love at first sight and all this thing." And I was like, "I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's weird how it happened. I mean, the fact that like it's the most random thing that's ever happened to me." And the fact like my door is always locked, and this one time when I was, I guess, messed up, I forgot to lock it, and then what's the chance that this girl from who's visiting out of town is there, and she just breaks into someone's house, and you know, it was a good story. I mean, it's kind of like I don't know, I think it's a better setup if you end up with a girl like that, you know, telling people you met than saying, "Oh, eHarmony," you know. Or
actually, I'm kind of curious, Eric, what do you think makes you good at bringing up that entire phone sex thing? Because, I mean, I know, you've met some of my clients. You've seen me, you know, work with some guys. And you've seen that they're kind of shy or they're a little embarrassed or maybe they don't feel strongly about themselves. So I'm sure that for you it was at some point a learning curve, or was there? I don't know. Actually, I never asked you that. But what do you think makes you comfortable or confident in bringing that kind of topic up?
I mean, I don't know, at least for me, I make some bold statements in person, but I think it's much easier for me and probably most people than, you know, if you're texting or I mean, I don't know. For some people, I guess the phone is a little more difficult for them, but than texting or IM or something, but or email. But I don't know. I feel like for me, the phone is actually like my best medium for it's better than in person and everything because I don't know. I can lead with my voice pretty well and.
Oh yeah, that sexy voice, yeah. Eric. Please give it to me.
What do you call it? So,
do you have a problem with the mic earlier? What was wrong?
No, so you know, I don't know. Girls usually like my voice, and the other thing is usually, you know, if you can make a pretty. I mean, It's like not even conscious now when I do it. So I can't even think about it. Like, there's no, it's not like I think about, oh, this is how I'm going to set it up and try to have phone sex with her or anything. It's kind of more natural. You know, you might talk about certain physical things, but, you know, but kind of like, I guess you try to get her to visualize certain things with you and her together. You know, like, it might not even be necessarily sexual, but more like physical contact. Like, you know, oh, you know, maybe if you were here right now, it'd be great. If we were like, you know, on my couch, you know, cuddling, watching a movie or something like that, you know, and, you know, if you want to start a little subtle and then see how she responds to that. Sometimes the approach I would use, I would just be like bold and make like some ridiculous statement and I don't know, see how she responds. And so a lot of women will, they might respond positively or there's a positive response, but she's like, you know, she has to play like it's, you know, she's not, you know, like, oh, what's
I remember you like to shock the girls.
Yeah. Well,
most of the times I mean, Eric shows me a lot of his texts and he comes, calls me all the time. We hear some crazy stories. So I know a little bit about his stories. And I'll tell you guys, one of the big things I've noticed about him is that when it comes to girls, he doesn't take it very seriously. You know, he's like, oh, it's another girl. Let me just play with her. And I know you have that big attitude of just playing with a girl, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, there's that fine line between... there's benefits to not taking it seriously because I think you up front, at least, it works because you don't come off as, like, needy or... like, oh, I really care. Oh, I don't want to say the wrong thing, you know, or if I don't want to say something sexual and she's going to be like, oh, no, and then she's not into it. And I really, you know, if you just don't care, it's like, you know, you could just say something ridiculous. And if she's, but the problem with doing that is you kind of, you know, sometimes you want to try to keep it up. And I can keep it going for a while. It'll be like witty banter and kind of sexually driven going back and forth. But the problem is after a while you do, it drops off to the point when like, you know, yeah, they don't take you seriously. They're like, this guy's fun, you know, he's kind of fun and, you know, he maybe turns me on, but, you know, they think there's no potential with this because this guy, he's like, oh, he probably does this with all these different girls. It's just like, you know, kind of like a game or it's fun for him or so, you know, it has its drawbacks. So I guess, you know, you have to, I mean, I'm not even that good at figuring out exactly like, you know, maybe you start that way and cut it and then try to, you know, have more deep, normal conversation. But it's also hard to transition and go backwards that way sometimes. So sometimes maybe it's, if you're looking for something a little more serious, it's not a good approach. You know, maybe you'll end up with having phone sex one or two times or whatever. But, you know, it's a lot of times that might not lead to anything serious because, you know, from the get-go, she's not taking you like, oh, you know, as a potential boyfriend or whatever. You know, it's maybe just, you know, someone fun for the, you know, for the short term. So,
and I think that's what you say is very important, actually, because it's something I discussed in previous show. It's like you got to find that balance between arousing the girl, turning her on, and kind of just connecting, having normal talk. And I know for Eric, he's very good at the first, which is turning the girl on, but sometimes he has a hard time knowing when to connect.
Yeah, I have a problem connecting a lot of times.
You know, but. What kind of crazy stories you have for us? I mean, I love talking to you about and picking your brain, but at the same time, you know, I'm sure you have some fun stories that happened in your last month.
This last month, let's see. Well, I was hanging out. I met this woman online, and she seemed, you know, she seemed really nice, and she was like a musician, and you know, she was really attractive. We went out a few times, and you know, she seemed like, you know, she seemed pretty cool. But I mean, there were a few red flags to begin with when she started telling me how you know, spirits talk to her.
And, you remember that story?
And how she's and aliens communicate with her and all this stuff.
Did she come in wearing tinfoil?
Yeah. So, you know, and like I kind of want to play along with it because I don't know. It got to the point when I was like worried about, you know, I was kind of like Son of Sam type. I know, I don't want like some spirit to tell her to stab me, you know.
Are you that afraid of spirits, Eric? I didn't, you know, see you as a.
I'm more afraid of schizophrenia than. Anyway, so I don't know. So she was.
You never know what her other personality will tell the police the day after.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I was also, but I was had this like sliver of hope in my head. Like I was like, because I kind of felt like, you know, what would it be like if like I was her and. It was really the case, like maybe spirits and aliens do talk to her, and then like how, and other everyone else would just be like, oh, this is ridiculous, and you know, and like she needs psychiatric help. But like, what if like really that's the case, you know? It would be pretty bad because like no one will believe you, they just think you're insane. And she kind of said like how her family kind of disowned her because they thought she was insane and she was schizophrenic and everything. And
see, Eric does have a compassionate side.
Yeah, so but
do you take her in? Do you get her to cuddle with you? On the couch watching TV?
No, yeah, we took a nap together once. We fooled around a little bit. We didn't have sex, which I think is a good thing because she told me her spirits get jealous and yeah, so you know.
You knew something was up when she requested to watch Independence Day 4 times in a row.
No, we watched some other alien movie. What was it called? Something in the sky. Fire in the Sky, I think it was called.
Oh, Fire in the Sky, yeah.
Yeah, so. And supposedly it's based on a true story, I think, so.
How quickly do you think a guy should sleep with a girl? I mean, based on your experience, I mean, I know you're not shy in, quote-unquote, pulling the trigger, but what's the average, the second time you meet them, the third time you meet them?
No, I mean, it depends what you're looking for. I mean, if you're looking for a girlfriend and something serious, I think, like, you should, I don't know. I mean, I guess it can work either way, but I kind of feel like if you have sex early, it's kind of doomed.
I don't know, man. All my girlfriends slept with them fairly early.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, it can happen that way, but I kind of feel like it's more likely if you don't do that up front. I mean, I don't know, because there's been, you know, I'd go out on a date. I know this is one girl. I'm actually friends with her now. We still, like, once in a while we'll hook up, but we're more friends. But the first time we went out, I, like, you know, I brought her, she was kind of reluctant, but she, you know, she came back and we had sex the first night. And then, you know, even now she always says she regrets it because she really likes me. And she feels like that, you know, ruined everything because now I'm just going to see her as, like, you know, someone to hook up with. And I don't know. I guess that's kind of true at some point, you know. I mean, no, I see her as a friend now, but I'm saying, like, she feels like, you know, there's no chance at a relationship because she's like, oh, I gave it up so early. She's like, I never do that anymore because, you know, I know it's not a good idea because she's looking for, you know, a relationship. She's like, you know.
Do you think it's a mental block she has about herself, though? Because the truth is some girls, if they're comfortable with it, they can turn it into a relationship.
Yeah, but I kind of, but I feel like women that are, I don't know, because I think typically women, they're either, you know, if they're in the mode of looking for something serious, they typically want to, you know, wait it out a bit. If a girl's just looking for fun, then yeah, you know, anything goes, but like, I don't know, I don't want to say like, oh, they like, they're holding out or anything, but, but if, you know, if they do wait, I can kind of see why that's beneficial for them. Because, you know, a lot of guys do have that, like the conquest kind of mentality where, you know, even if they're interested in a girl, and she could be a potential girlfriend if, you know, they got to know each other. But, you know, if they hardly know each other and just have sex, it's kind of like the guy's kind of like, oh, that was too easy. You know, a lot of guys have that mentality, like, oh, well, yeah, okay, yeah, we had sex, you know, maybe have sex a few times. But, you know, some guys will, like, they wouldn't consider her, like, girlfriend material because of that. And the girl herself might have, be self-conscious now because she's like, oh, this guy's just going to think, like, you know, I'm just easy, you know, I'm a slut or things like that. You know, it might not be the case. She's just maybe really connected well, but, you know.
I'd like to play devil's advocate here. I mean, I don't know, Evan. Here we have Eric telling you that if girls sleep with a guy too early, they have no potential for a relationship. But what's your take on that?
You know, it's circumstantial. It depends on the girl, and it depends on the girl's hang-ups. I mean, I think it really does. Some girls you can sleep with right away, and they'll that hormone that gets released when they have an orgasm will create that that biological connection in them and emotional connection, and other girls will feel ashamed for it. I think it is possible to sleep with somebody and have a relationship blossom out of it. One of the other problems is, you know, if you wait too long to sleep with them, and it depends how many other guys they're dating at the time, and so some other guy may win the sperm wars first.
If you want to take that into account, yeah. But I mean, even starting a relationship, though, it's like the question is also how healthy is a relationship? Like, you know, some women get attached by having sex with someone, but, like, you know, is that going to be, you know, long-term healthy because she's attached to the sex rather than, you know, you as a person?
Actually, how do you determine that? I mean, you've met some women who, like, seems to have a connection with you. Suddenly they just disappear. Tell us a little bit about that. And this is, guys, to let you guys know, okay? Because I know the audience on this show is mostly men and sometimes women, but a lot of these guys, you know, they take meeting women way too seriously. I mean, it's great that you take that you like every woman that you meet, but they think that the first woman that they meet is going to be it, you know? They make it, oh, it's going to be the girlfriend, it's going to be the next wife, it's going to be like, oh, I really, really, really like that woman. And they get, you know, kind of like blindsided or blinded by the fact that there's a lot of other women. And in the case of Eric, what is that Asian girl that you just met?
Yeah, I went out on this internet date like a few weeks ago with this Asian girl, and we just wanted to get a beer, and we just had, like, we didn't, it was like casual. I wasn't even flirting with her that much. It was more like we were having casual conversation, getting to know each other, and I was actually not even sure, like, I was really attracted to her and I thought she was really nice, but I wasn't even sure if, like, you know, she felt connected. It was kind of hard to tell. But, you know, after when we were leaving and I told her, you know, I'd like to see you again. And she was like, oh, yeah, definitely. But, you know, it doesn't mean anything either. But but then I was like, you know, so she gave me this hug and it was like this weird, like, bear hug type hug. And I'm like, oh, you're a pretty good hugger. And she was like, oh, yeah. And then, you know, and then I was like, I know, I might as well give it a shot. So we started making out for, you know, in the street for like a minute or so. And then we left. And, I mean, we left separately. But then what happened is, you know, I was a little... one of the reasons I don't like online dating is women, well, I'm sure men do it also. You know, it's just like volume dating. And, you know, they just line up all these guys. And, you know, they probably have all these dates lined up. And, you know, they're like, oh, you know, let's see which one works out best. So... it's kind of disheartening because you can go out with a girl and you both have, you know, a good connection. You think, oh, yeah, it's a good potential. You know, I'd like to see them again. And then, you know, they meet someone else and they think, oh, for some reason they like them better or they connect better. And then, you know, it's kind of like, I can see it hurt, you know, it can hurt your ego because you're like, well, I thought things went great. And, you know, but, you know, that's the problem with that. And that's why I think it's better when you meet people in other situations where there's no competition, kind of, you know, because, and you connect on something specific, and then you could always go back to that for reference, you know. Like when you go meet an online date, it's like, what do you connect on? Like, oh, I emailed you, you know, and so did like 100 other guys emailed her. So she doesn't even remember, you know, you're just like a number, you know. Whereas, you know, if you met her, you know, somewhere and you saw she liked something you liked, or she's wearing a shirt, you know, that you can identify with, or, you know, you could always go back to that, and then, you know, she'll always identify you, you know, specifically, like, oh, that's the guy who, you know, I met here, or he was, you know, he knew a lot about this, and, you know, we had a good conversation about this. Not like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy's pictures, and, you know, he likes, you know, going to the park and, you know, walking his dog or something. So
you sound like such a hopeless romantic, man.
No, so, yeah, so then I went out, you know, and then I kind of felt like I was ready to see her. I was like, you know, I would see her tomorrow, you know, because when we first made the plan, she was like, oh, I'm free, like, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday. And I was like, all right, we can go out Tuesday. So I was thinking, well, you know, things really went that well, that why wouldn't she see me tomorrow? And then she was like, oh, I'm busy all week. And then I'm going to, you know, I'm going away. And but you know, when I get back, we'll hang out. But I was like, yeah, but the week after that, I'm going away. So she was like, oh, yeah, well, okay, when we both get back. So, you know, it was like a few weeks went by. And so then, you know, she was still like in touch, and she still like, you know, seemed on text. She seemed excited that, you know, oh yeah, we still have to hang out, and we'd flirt a little on text. And then she was, you know, she said, oh, we'll make plans for like the day after you get back. She's like, you know, we'll have to make plans. So then I was like, oh, so, you know, I texted her. I was like, oh, you know, we got to make plans. And she, and then I didn't hear from her. And then like a day later, she was like, hey, you know, we can't hang out because I met this other guy online, and it's gotten serious. So she's like, sorry, the timing wasn't good. Like, timing was good. I mean, it seemed good. You were single. I met you, and things went well. Like, it's not the timing that's the issue. It's the, you know.
And she probably hooked up with the other dude.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, probably do this a lot then, you know.
So. You know, and this is what's interesting about this story is because, as I said, a lot of guys, you know, get hung up on one chick. And just as you said right here, you shouldn't get hung up on one chick until it's gotten quote-unquote serious.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's hard sometimes. And sometimes there'll be, you know, I'll even, you know, I'll harp on something like, you know, if a girl, she looks a certain way. I don't have a specific type, but, you know, if this girl, like, looks a certain way, and I'm like, oh, she's so, like, you know, something about her, the way she looks and her energy.
Like the girl you just met at the racetrack?
Yeah, yeah, like her, or, you know, this is other girl who is, I was interested in. She's, like, half Chinese, half European, and she's, like, so unique looking, and, you kind of give them more leeway, I think, and, you know, usually, and you'll be like, well, and, you know, even if you see deal breakers, you'll, like, kind of ignore them. I mean, I've been guilty of that in the past. Like, you'll be like, you know, like, for example, a girl might text me and say, you know, oh, yeah, I know, and she spells it N-O, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, how could I ever have, like, a relationship with a girl who, like, spells, like, you know, I know something like N-O, or, and, you know, it's like,
did she pass her,
you know, and
high school?
Yeah, exactly. But, like, you know, and then, you know, sometimes you just give it a pass, but, I don't know. I feel like, you know, the things, especially it goes with, I guess, looks, because guys are very visual. I don't know. For me specifically, like, the personality is important. Like, you know, they can look so unattractive to me, like, based on their personality. Like, they could look, like, really attractive, and then, you know, I talk to them, or I try to get to know them, and if they're very, like, you know, based on how they act, if, you know, if they're very self-centered, or, you know, gold diggerish, or, you know, anything like that, and you know, like, they just don't look as attractive to me. Like, I'm not even turned on by them. And, you know, some other guys, I guess that's a benefit for me. Cause some guys, I don't think that happens to. Like, you know, that's why you have gold diggers, because these guys, like, they'll, you know, if a girl looks good, you know, it's so obvious, you know, they're just using, they're not interested in them, they're interested in their money. But the guys, you know, they want the sex out of it regardless. Like,
well, here's my question to you, actually, since you bring this up. How do you know how do you screen women out? You know, because let's be honest, you know, you and I and all our friends, we're all, you know, financially okay, right? You know, so there's some women that will, you know, want to meet you just because they think you have certain things. How do you screen for that?
Well, I mean, sometimes it's like ridiculously.
Oh, you know what? You should tell the story about that Jewish Israeli chick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
this is like killing me to this day, like how blunt she was. So let me give a little setup right here. This is me and Eric hanging out at the mall in beautiful LA. You know, and in LA, you have a lot of open doors malls. So we are walking around. And as usual, because we are such bums, we like to check out the women while walking at the mall. And here we go. We pass this mall cart. And then this woman, she's a brunette. She has quite the body. She's probably like 5'3"-ish, right? Brunette, straight hair, more like brunette than black. I don't remember exactly. And Eric passes her, and he's pointing out to her to me because I guess he's been here multiple times, so I've never seen this girl. And he's like, dude, look at this girl. I'm like, well, go talk to her. And he goes talk to her, and then what happens, man?
Well, actually, I ended up seeing her twice at the mall. The first time I saw her, you know, we had some conversation, and you know, we seemed to have some stuff in common. And I had just taken a trip to Israel, and she just moved from Israel, and you know, so we had some things in common and to talk about. And but then, you know, that was it. And then I think it was like a month or a few weeks later or something, and I went back to the mall and I saw her there and she remembered me, and I was like, we have to go to lunch. And she was like, oh, okay. And she gave me her number.
I like the direct approach. We have to go to lunch. That was very commanding, man.
Yeah. It worked. At least it seemed. And then, so we're in touch, and so we went out for dinner. We actually went out for dinner, and I picked her up, and she was telling me,
in your fancy Hyundai car, by the way.
Yeah. she was telling me that that, you know, she was stressed because her friend's birthday was coming up and she didn't know what to get her. And I was like, well, what is she like? And she was like, you know, well, it's kind of like, I haven't really been making that much money lately at my job. And she was like, so I was wondering if you could help me out and get her a gift, you know. And it's not even like getting this girl a gift. She wanted me to get her friend a gift. And this is like on the first date. And I'm like, nah, I don't think so.
How big of a gift are we talking about? Do you even know?
I had no idea. Yeah, I didn't know what she was thinking. But then anyway, so I think she kind of was like not happy about the fact that I wasn't cooperative. So this girl was pretty young too. I think she was like
early 20s from what I remember.
Yeah, 22 maybe. Well, you know, so then, so then that was that date. And then I was kind of like, well, I don't know, maybe she's over that whole bullshit now that she sees that I'm, you know, I won't play ball. So I was going to get lunch anyway. So I was like, oh, you want to come get lunch? She's like, okay. So we go to get lunch. And then while we're at lunch, she's like, oh, I was wondering if you'd do me a favor. And I'm like, oh,
wait, didn't you hook up with her at some point?
I don't think we hooked up that time. But then she was like, oh, you know, I was hoping you'd do me a favor. And I'm like, oh, here we go. So I was like, oh, what's that? She's like, you know, I'm kind of behind on my rent. And I'm like, you know, like, I kind of felt like, well, this could be kind of fun to play along, you know, see where it goes, because, you know, it's pretty unique. I like kind of like these unique situations. So I'm like, oh, really? I was like, well, what do you mean? She's like, I'm 2 months behind. I'm like, oh, wow. I was like, so how much is that? She's like, $1,000. I'm like, nah, that's too much. So she goes, all right. She's like, $500. Like, she's like negotiating with me how much I should pay her to pay her rent. And I'm saying, and then she starts like going into this thing where like, she's like, listen, if you pay, she's like, you know, for the whole month, I'll come over whenever you want. We can have fun. And so she's like basically prostituting herself. And I'm sitting here like, you know, so this is like a perfect example. So we went back to my place to hang out. And I think we drank some wine. And I think we took a bath or something. I don't know.
No, you didn't tell me that. I think from what you told me, you took a shirt off and you guys fooled around, but you guys never got around to sex.
Oh, no. We were going to take a bath or something, and then we didn't, and we just fooled around or something. And then she, but then the whole time I was like, I didn't, like, we're going to have sex, but I just was like not turned on, because the whole time I'm just thinking she's just, you know, she's not interested in me, obviously. She just wants, just thinking about her rent. So and kind of, she wasn't good at like playing it off either. Like, she's obviously, she's not an expert on gold digging. So she was, you know, she's just like laying there, like not showing like affection, or she was kind of like, you know, just really
not even pretending to like you.
Yeah,
huh?
She was like really acting like a prostitute. So I was just, I don't know. I mean, if you look at it logically, it's like, you know, if she holds her end of the bargain, like any guy would love that. I mean, you're paying $500, basically you can have sex all month with some, like, you know, really attractive girl. But, you know, I was just not turned on anymore. So then I was like, oh, I have to go to the gym, so I'm gonna drop you off. And then so the whole time she's like, oh, stop at the bank. She's like, no, she's like, do you have the cash? I'm like, I don't have that much cash on me. She's like, so stop at the bank, you know, let's go to the ATM. You have time real quick. And I'm like, no, I got to get to the gym. So she's like, let me out here. And she just like gets out of the car in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, you know, that was the that was the end of that. So so that's kind of an extreme case, I guess. And she wasn't even good at, you know, I don't know if it's ever successful for her. You know, she has to get better at, you know.
I think there's a great little insight in your story, is because a lot of guys, as I said, they just focus on how do I get better at dating and how do I get better at attracting the girls, at flirting. But with your stories, what I love about them is they're so real. And this is what I want men who listen to this to know, is that you shouldn't take everything too seriously. I mean, it's great, you know, but everything starts by just talking to a girl and going out with them one-on-one. If you listen carefully to what Eric does, that's all he does. He talks to a lot of girls. He invites them out a lot of times. And then things happen. I mean, the more you do this, the better you're going to get at flirting. But it all started with talking to them, not being afraid of talking to them for what they are. They're a woman. So just talk to them and go out with them, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, yeah, you can't take it too seriously. I mean, but you need to, I mean, you should have, if you want, you know, if you want a relationship, you should have it. I think you should not take it seriously early on. Because, you know, you don't even know the person, you have no idea, you know, they might do certain things, or, you know, maybe that you can't, you know, you don't want to deal with, like, maybe they're like, you know, a heroin addict, or, you know, you don't want to deal with that. Like, you, but
are you telling me you have dated girls on drugs?
Yeah, I'm sure I have. I've dated alcoholics. This one girl recently, she's like this young hipster girl, she's like 23, and we hung out and fooled around, and then she was gonna stay at my house one night, and she said you know, there's only two requirements, and
for what exactly?
For her to stay over my place. I'm like, oh, what's that? She's like, well, in the morning I need breakfast and booze. And I'm like, well, I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, I'm an alcoholic. And I'm like, well, at least, you know, she recognizes that she is. I mean, but she's like 24 and it's like raging alcoholic. So I don't know. But yeah, so there's always going to be deal breakers, and you're not going to know that the first date, or even like maybe even the first few dates. So, you know, even if the girl is like exactly what you're looking for as far as like looks or, you know, things like that, it doesn't really matter. Because you still need to know more, so there's no point in taking it seriously, I don't think, at that point. At the same time, I don't think you should be the complete make it a complete joke where the girl thinks you're just like, you know, you're just completely like not, you have no like depth, or you have no really core character, you're just a jokester, or you're just hanging out just for the hell of it. You want to be at least like show interest, but at the same time you don't want to be like, oh, this is my future wife, you know. So, and you know, I've done that too. I mean, I've gone out with girls and like I'm like, oh my god, like this is like incredible, and you know, I think, you know, and I imagine like, oh, we'll be, you know, I'd love to be in a long-term relationship with this girl, and you know, even after like one or two dates, and I'm thinking this, and every time you think that way, it never works out. I think even like, if you, like, subconsciously you'll mess it up, because, you know, you're going to end up maybe being a little too, you're going to, you know, if you know, even if you recognize it or not, you're going to come off a little needy, or something, because you have that vision in your head already. And if she's not there, you know, it's really going to like scare her away. I think if, you know, she's like, what the hell's wrong with this guy? You know, if
here's let me cut the this, because getting close to the end, but tell us one crazy thing that you've never expected a girl to do, or that she's done around you, aside from what we already talked about.
One crazy thing?
Something unexpected that you've never thought, you know, when you first met the woman, that she would be like that.
Um, The weirdest thing, I think, well, I don't know, one weird, well, if we're talking about like, well, I guess it's leading towards, it's going to be a sexual thing.
it's okay. We don't mind. We're very open and honest here.
This one girl I met and we, when I was visiting a town that I wanted to move to and we went out and like, she was really fun. Like she showed me the town and we went out and she showed me all these different bars. And she's like, you should come here and there and tell me about, you know, places to go. And you know, we really connected and she was like, she was very attractive. I remember she's like really tall. Her legs were like super long. I remember they're like insane. I think she said she wore like a 38 inseam or something. Anyways, so it was pretty ridiculous. So anyway, so we went, you know, we had a good time and then I'm, you know, the whole time I was kind of intoxicated and like the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, you know, my hotel is not that far from here and it would be great to, you know, make her come back with me to the hotel. I'm like, but I don't know, like, you know, like, I don't know, like how I should transition to that. And, I was trying to think, I mean, I had ideas, but I was like, I don't know what the best way would be to do it. So we're just going out and she's like, hey, well, she's like, let's have one more drink and then I'm going to come tuck you in. So I'm like, well, that answers that question. So
bingo.
I was like, okay. So, you know, so, so she comes back to my hotel, and then the whole time I'm also thinking, I'm like, I don't have any condoms because I always have this issue where, I don't know, it never ceases to fail. Like, if I go on going on a trip somewhere and I bring condoms, even if I know a girl there that, you know, I've seen before and, you know, I'm expecting to hook up with
you
them,
ain't using
you're
those.
You're not going to use
you ain't
them.
Using those.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you don't bring them, that's when, like, you know, some random thing's going to happen and, like, you don't expect. Because I wasn't going there trying to find girls. I was going there, like, to, you know, look at apartments and stuff like that. So we're back in my, I'm like, you know, and we're, like, you know, fooling around or whatever. And she's like, you know, do you have condoms? And then, oh, no. So we're fooling around, like, she's like, you know, we're doing stuff, but she's like obviously not into like giving oral. So, you know, I was like fine with that because I was like, you know, well, obviously you just met me. Maybe she's like, you know, some girls and you know, that's even some girls even have sex without even, you know, before oral because it's, they think it's more, you know, intimate. So, I was like, oh, whatever. So she's like, you know, do you have condoms? And then I was like, no, actually I don't because,
you weren't expecting
me to. You know, I was just here on a trip. I'm not trying to, you know, I wasn't thinking to have sex. So she's like, oh, you know, could you run to the store or something like that? I don't know. And I was like, and it was already late. So I'm like, you know, I really have a good time with you. I was like, we don't have to rush that. You know, I'm going to probably move here and, you know, I'll see you again. We can, you know, whatever. So she's like, oh, you know, she's like, all right. So then she's like, I don't know. I guess she wanted me to like masturbate or something. And like, I was like in front of her and she was doing the same thing. I don't know. So I'm like, oh, okay. So then she's like,
race to the finish.
Yeah, so she goes, exactly. So she goes, listen, so then the most, well, this is going to be the most unexpected part is like, so, you know, I'm doing that. And then she's like, listen, she's like, I want you to come on my face. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, like, I mean, not that that itself is like so ridiculous, but the fact that like, she was like not into, like, she didn't want to give me oral or anything like that, but, you know, giving her a facial would be cool. So I was like, and the other thing was the whole condom thing. So yeah, before when she wanted to have sex, she was like, when I told her, oh, we can just wait, she was like, you know, she's like, well, let me just say this, she's like, I don't have anything, so if you don't have anything, it's all good. And I'm thinking to myself, like,
whoa.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm pretty drunk, but I'm like, but that logic makes no sense. Like, I'm like, if you're telling me this, then how are you clean if you're like probably, you know, having unprotected sex with other strangers you just meet? So I'm like, no. And that's when the whole like, oh, you can, you know, that was what happened. And then that's when she did the whole like, oh, you, I want you to come on my face.
Wow.
And then after that, though, I was upset because I would have seen her again. She was a little crazy about that, but she's cool and otherwise. And I was like, you know, I'd like to see her again, but I knew it was a lose-lose situation for me because it was like, because I turned her down for sex, she's not going to see me again because she's like, now she's like, oh, I look like such a whore. More so because, like, I offered this guy, a stranger I just met, sex and even turned it down. So he probably, you know, he probably thinks I'm a complete whore. And the other problem is if I did sleep with her, it would have been the same thing. She'd be like, oh, I'm such a whore. I slept with this guy. I'm not going to talk to him again. So, like, there's nothing I could have done right in that situation, I think. But, you know, I actually hung out with her one other time after that, but she was like, oh, I'm trying to be good now. So we went to a concert. We didn't even hook up or anything, but, you know.
Yeah, telling all these stories remind me of all the other stories you had. You had so many, like, you, I remember the sex therapist you slept with how many guys again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that story, and then you had...
Yeah, that was the girl that, she wanted to come back. I think she wanted to come back and fool around with me, and I wasn't really into her. And all I can think about is like reading her sex stories. She slept with like I don't know how many men.
What was it like over 100, right? Yeah. Or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't judge, I guess, but yeah. So
that was according to her, it was on behalf of her work, right?
Yeah, she because she was doing, it was a
her research.
Her research, yeah. but it's funny because, that was another weird, unexpected thing because when I was telling her no, you know, I didn't show interest in her like that, she started crying.
What?
Yeah,
I don't remember you telling me this part.
Whoa.
On the first date, huh?
I don't remember you telling me this.
Yeah, she was in her car and she was crying. And, really? And then I felt like so bad because I'm like, so, I didn't know I was going to make you cry about this. I didn't say anything bad. Like, I didn't say, oh... You know, you're horrendous looking. I didn't say. I mean, she's not bad looking. It was just she's. I don't know. She's not really my type. But I was just like, you know, I was not into like her as much as like she like kissed me. Like she just like she's very aggressive. Like she kissed me when we were at the bar, and I was just like, I wasn't really into it. But she was, yeah. And then she started crying. But I hung out with her a few times after that with mutual friends. I mean, it's been a long time since then, but. And then she was cool, like it was fine after that. But then she thought, she's like, oh, you know, she thought I was ridiculous as far as, you know, me and my dealings with women. I don't know.
Well, you know, Eric, let's finish this off. I want to thank you for coming by and giving some of your experiences with women, because I think it's insightful for other guys to know what's going on out there. And before we leave, and I'm sure other guys will have stories, because I encourage everybody actually to share their stories on the blog, or if you want to ask questions, send me an email, you know, I'll answer the questions, or if not, if you want to address it to Evan or some of my other guests, you know, let me know, I'll definitely get them to answer. But before we go off, what would you say for guys who want to be just like you, because now you're an inspiration to hundreds of men after this show, what are like three things that they can do tomorrow to be more like you?
Well, the first thing is I wouldn't use me as a role model at all, so that would be the first mistake. I mean, if you want to... if you want to escalate things in certain ways, you know, I can give you tips for that. I wouldn't, you know.
Don't hold back, man. This is the last, you know, 2 minutes. Don't hold back. What is it? The first three or five things you can think of to either have with escalation or to be just like you.
I think the first thing is to, like, not... Well, one main thing is, like, not to deal with, like, any, like, bullshit. So... Regardless of what the girl looks like, especially, you know, the girls who are more attractive, you know, they tend, I don't want to generalize, but they tend to
have a self-entitlement.
Yeah, have a sense of entitlement a lot, you know, because of these other guys that, you know, the guys are what create, you know, this entitlement issue and gold diggers, and it's like all created from guys. The women don't create that. That's why it exists. You know, it's like a free market. So, what happens...
The capitalist system of love.
Yeah, so... You know, guys are just throw everything at the girl, you know. So what happens is if you want to attract, a lot of times to attract those girls, I think you just call them out on... Now, I'm not saying you should put them down because of, you know, I don't know, like the PUA type approach.
Where you mean more like challenge them so that they can think outside the box.
Yeah, you just call them out. Like if they do something that you don't like the way, you know, they don't respect you or your time or, you know, they're flaking or whatever, you know, you just call them out on it and it's a win-win for you, because either if they're like, you know, they like don't like that or they're pissed that you did that, well, it's good because you got rid of her. You know, you just have to waste your time and get, you know, get upset about it. And then in other cases too, it'll intrigue her because she's like, well, why isn't this guy like, you know, begging me more to, you know, meet up or hook up or, you know, whatever, or why is this guy not, you know, why doesn't he just not care, you know, like he must have other stuff going on, you know, his other girls maybe they are interested in him, or you know, he's you know, he's not hard up for sex or girls, you know, that's one thing. Another thing I think is to try to, you know, get a little more bold as far as, you know, what you say, even if it's, you know, you don't want to do it in person, because, you know, even I don't, sometimes when I refer someone, I'm a little intimidated to be overly bold. It depends on the situation, but it's very easy to do it on text, you know, because you're not, it's not face to face, and, you know, you have nothing to lose. And so I'm not saying you just should go all out, you know, super sexual, something crazy and ridiculous off the bat, especially if you're not inside of your comfort zone. But you should stretch it a little more than you're used to, you know, be a little more overt over time, and then, you know, just experiment with it and see, you know, how girls respond. And you know, sometimes, and you kind of just naturally can tell, like, you might say, oh, this is working well, let me ramp it up a little. It's like, oh, you know, she's kind of interested, but maybe she's not there yet. So, you know, I'll tone it back a little bit, and, you know, so, you know, and that works for, like, you know, on the phone or, you know, even text messages, same thing.
I think what you say is important, because it's better to be a little too bold, because that's how you can evaluate the girl's interest. Whereas if you play it too safe, she'll never know.
Yeah, well, if you play too safe, she's not going to have any interest in general. Like, even, like, so, you know, because if she had some interest for whatever reason in you in general, and you know, you're playing it safe, the interest is going to be gone. It might not be, like, right that first date, but let's say you go on a second date and, you know, the same thing happens, you know, she's going to be gone, you know. And let me think, a third thing. Also when you go on dates, like, my experience, because I'm kind of, and I'm still, like, a sucker for this, is because I go out to eat a lot myself, and, you know, and I'll go out to eat alone a lot by myself. And so, you know, I kind of like to put the things together. So kind of like, oh, I want to go out with this girl, and I'm going out to eat anyway, so, you know, I'll bring her along. And, you know, that's a terrible idea normally, but, like, I'll still do it because it's just, you know, there's
something you like to do.
But you have companionship, right? You know, even, you know, for the meal, but it does get costly. And the other thing is like, I feel like, there's two issues. I mean, there's a few issues. First, you have the girls that are like, there are girls that do this, serially, like, they'll just line up dates for the whole week, especially on online dating. They'll, like, line up dates for the whole week and just get free meals, you know, and they can, you know, I would do it too if I could, you know. I wouldn't mind going to, like, nice restaurants and get drinks.
You have some pretty nice boobs. You're talking about, you can't get away with that? Come on, Eric. I could see you in a bra. I mean, you have some pretty sizable boobs that women would get jealous.
Yeah. No, but, and, you know, and the other thing I notice is, like, I feel like a lot of times there's no chemistry, after the first date, when it's a dinner date, for the first date, and I kind of feel like I don't care. Like, I'll just eat how I normally eat, and that could be a turnoff for a lot of girls. You know, I don't care. I'm just gonna do what I want. But girls, I know, like, they're probably gonna be all stuck in their head the whole date, because a lot of girls are gonna be like, oh no, should I order this? Should I not order this? Should I eat? I don't want them to think I eat too much. I don't want them to think, you know, I don't want to order something. Maybe I shouldn't order something too expensive. You know, and then, so, you know, that's causing issues for, you know, they're all, you have to think about that. And then, you know, the whole eating thing, it's kind of like, oh, you know, I want to make sure, is my mouth open? You know, is there stuff in my teeth? Is, you know, it's a nightmare. And then, you know, and I think, and then you have the whole problem with the check is, you know, that for me, I can never figure that out. Like, if the girl offers to pay, I don't know if that's a bad sign or a good sign. It could be either. It could be the girl is, like, offering to pay because she's like, oh, I never want to see this guy again, and I feel guilty making him pay, so I'm going to offer. Some girls are thick. If they're interested in you, they don't offer to pay because it's a test to see, well, is this guy, like, you know, is he cheap? Is he, you know, does he take care of women? You know, so there's, like, or some girls, maybe they expect you to pay the meal because it's all they want. So, you know, you can't even read that situation. So you really don't get anything out of, you know, really going on a dinner date. But, like, you know, doing other stuff, like even just coffee or getting a drink. I notice it's easier to connect that way, I think, also. And it's
a little bit more casual, a bit more activity driven.
Yeah, I mean, obviously activities are the best, but, you know, like I said, I'm pretty lazy, so I don't, especially on the first date, I don't want to, like, sit to think up this elaborate thing that'd be, you know, that'd be perfect date for her. I feel, you know, I figure like, oh, we'll just do something like convenient, you know, get a drink or coffee or whatever. And, you know, and then, you know, you just take it from there, and then, and also builds more intrigue that way, I think, because you give her a little, little of information about you, and also like kind of what you're like, but not too much, you know, and then, so at least, you know, cause you know, if you stay there too long, then maybe she sees like one thing that she doesn't like. And then for her, she's like, oh, okay. I don't want to see him again because of this one thing. But like, if, you know, if you build the first date and you don't really reveal as much, and she's like builds up that interest in you, then I think it's more likely in the later time she'll like look past certain things. Whereas on the first date, if you have a long first date, there's like a lot of opportunity for her to see something you did or said that's like, oh, it's a deal breaker, you know, it's like, you know. So, so there's more leeway for error.
Cool. Well, thanks again, Eric, for being on the air with me today. You know, guys, again, if you have questions, put it on the blog, send me an email. We always welcome it, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. This is what really happens in real life, how dating really happens. And if you're not doing this, then you're doing something wrong. So it's time for you to figure out what you're doing wrong, so you can actually enjoy the kind of romantic life that you actually want. Maybe be a little bit more like Eric here, or maybe a little bit more like Evan. I don't know. Who do you want to be like? Put it up, and I'll see you next week. En solo.